AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The government's February jobs numbers came in below expectations. Ed Donahue has a report.
KPMG chief economist Diane Swonk says the numbers are very weak.
92,000 jobs were shed during the month, and the one pillar of the economy, healthcare and social assistance, actually lost jobs.
The jobs report adds to the economic uncertainty over the war with Iran, which has caused oil prices to surge. Swonk pointed out a bad combination in these numbers.
What we saw was the number of people who were employed fell along with the number of people who are unemployed rose.
The unemployment rate rose slightly. Swonk says what she is seeing is very unusual.
I call it a jobless boom. We've seen economic growth without major job gains.
The outlook for the jobs market and the entire economy is clouded by the war with Iran. I'm Ed Donahue.
The job numbers plus another spike in oil prices thanks to the Iran war capped Wall Street's worst week since October. Seth Sutel has those numbers.
The S&P 500 dropped 1.3% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by as many as 945 points before finishing with a loss of 453. That's about 0.9%. The Nasdaq Composite sank 1.6%. The combination of a weak economy and high inflation is a worst-case scenario for investors because the Federal Reserve has no good tool to fix both problems at the same time. Seth Sutel, New York.
On the war in the Middle East, President Trump says he will not seek a deal with Iran without the country's unconditional surrender. Meanwhile, Israel says it began another wave of strikes on the Iranian capital early Saturday morning. Iran has still managed to launch retaliatory strikes against Israel and Gulf countries. And sources tell AP, Russia has provided Tehran with information that could help it strike U.S. warships, aircraft, and other assets in the region. This is AP News. This week marked the midpoint of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, typically marked by prayers and a festive spirit. But Haya Panjwani reports for many U.S. Muslims, this year has been difficult.
Muslims across the United States are observing Ramadan under rising fears tied to immigration raids, anti-Muslim rhetoric, and the war in the Middle East. Community members in places like New Jersey and Minnesota say many are striving to maintain the Ramadan spirit while grappling with many concerns affecting their communities. In Minnesota, an imam says a mosque has canceled communal iftar meals after local businesses took an economic hit from the federal government's immigration crackdown. National groups are sharing Know Your Rights guidance from mosque leaders. Leaders also say there's been harsh anti-Muslim rhetoric during the current election season. Even so, many communities keep praying, fasting, and supporting one another. I'm Haya Panjwani.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.